Okay, let's dive in. Right now, there's a major security alarm ringing for anyone using vBulletin forum software.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
We've dug into a comprehensive security guide all about a critical vulnerability that, well, it needs your immediate attention.
That's right. Our mission in this deep dive is to, cut through the noise, extract the absolute most important insights from this material.
And help people understand the risk.
Exactly. Help you understand the sheer scale of the risk and lay out exactly what you need to do right now and what you need to think about for the future to protect your systems.
And let's be blunt up front. This isn't a drill. This is a critical, unauthenticated remote code execution vulnerability.
Keyword there, unauthenticated.
Meaning attackers don't need a username or password to potentially take complete control of a vulnerable vBulletin forum, and it's being actively exploited worldwide today.
It's tracked under two CVEs, CVE-2025-48827 and CVE-2025-48828.
And critically, it's already on the list of known exploited vulnerabilities, the KEV list.
Right. And when a vulnerability hits that KEV list, it signifies real-world impact. Cybersecurity agencies, experts, they're seeing attacks using this specific law out in the wild right now.
So it's gone from theory to reality very fast.
Incredibly fast. It's gone from disclosure to weaponization quickly.
So let's get into what makes this so dangerous. First, maybe a quick level set. vBulletin, it's popular software for running online communities, right? Forums.
Exactly. Think of any large established online community with different threads and user profiles. There's a decent chance it could be running on something like vBulletin.
Okay.
The core problem here is this unauthenticated remote code execution, RCE. It's really one of the most severe types of vulnerabilities because, like you said, you don't need to log in.
And the remote code execution part.
That means an attacker can run their own commands on the server hosting the forum. Total control.
Okay, let's unpack why this specific RCE in vBulletin is causing such a stir. The guide highlights a few key points. Unauthenticated access is the first. It means anyone, literally anyone on the internet, can try this.
Yeah, dramatically increasing the pool of potential attackers.
Yeah.
It's not targeted, it's just open season.
And the remote code execution part means attackers can do almost anything once they get in.
Almost anything. Install malicious software, ransomware, steal sensitive user data, think entire user databases, private messages, or
Wow.
even use the compromised server as a launch pad for attacks on other systems, lateral movement.
That level of control without needing a login is incredibly bad. What else makes this one stand out? The guide mentions the attack surface.
Yeah, a huge attack surface.
Yeah.
The vulnerability affects a really wide range of versions, 5.0.0 all the way up to 6.0.3 if they haven't been patched yet.
So lots of older forums could be hit.
Many older, potentially less maintained forums could definitely fall into this range.
And adding fuel to the fire, there's already public exploit code out there.
Yes, proof of concept exploits are available. That drastically lowers the technical skill required for attackers. I mean, if you know where to look online, you can find the tools to attempt this exploit.
It really is like handing out skeleton keys to a huge number of doors. And the official severity rating backs all this up, right? Both CVEs have a CVSS 3.1 score of 9.8.
A 9.8 is, near the top of the scale. Critical severity. It reflects the ease of exploitation and the, catastrophic impact of gaining root access to the server.
So, for the technicians and admins out there listening, where exactly is this weak spot? The guide gets specific.
It does. It pinpoints it to the replace add template function. This is within the AJS API endpoint, specifically hitting the path AJAX API to replace add template.
Okay.
The vulnerability exists because this particular endpoint processes incoming requests without properly checking. Well, anything. Is the user logged in? Is the input safe? Nope.
So it's essentially a publicly accessible door that blindly trusts whoever knocks.
Precisely. Attackers craft malicious HTTP POST requests, basically, sending specially formed data to that vulnerable address.
And this data includes cleverly designed vBulletin template syntax. Isn't that just the code vBulletin uses to build how pages look?
It is normally, but vBulletin has a pretty sophisticated conditional template system. The exploit leverages this system.
Ow.
By injecting specific patterns of this template syntax, attackers can basically trick the system into processing their input, not just as display code, but as executable PHP code right within the application's core processes.
And the guide mentions a specific PHP function being exploited, passed through.
Yes, code execution often happens through the pass-through PHP function. This is a function developers sometimes use to run system commands from within a PHP script.
Which is exactly what attackers want.
Exactly. Lets them run commands on the server itself.
Okay, so walking through a typical attack scenario, how would this play out? Target identification first.
Usually, yeah. It starts with target identification. Attackers use automated scanners to sweep vast ranges of IP addresses, looking for vulnerable vBulletin versions. They're hitting that specific AJAX page replace a template path.
Trying the door, basically.
Right. Once a target is found, they move to payload injection. That's sending the malicious HTTP POST request with the crafted template syntax.
And that triggers the execution.
That triggers code execution on the server, perhaps using pass-through to run a system command. The final step is system compromise. The attacker gets shell access, maybe installs a backdoor, establishes persistent control.
That sounds like a disturbingly efficient pathway to server takeover. What does this actually mean for someone running a vulnerable vBulletin forum? What are the real-world consequences?
Oh, the consequences are severe and wide-ranging. You're looking at significant data breach potential. Your user database, usernames, emails, hash passwords, private messages, all potentially exposed.
That's huge.
Then service disruption is likely. Attackers could deface your forum, take it completely offline. And if your forum server is connected to other parts of your network.
Lateral movement risks.
Serious risk of lateral movement, yeah. Where the attacker uses the compromised forum as a pivot point to access other internal systems.
And that leads straight to reputation damage. Mm-hmm. If your community's data is stolen or the site is compromised, trust just evaporates.
Absolutely. So if you operate or rely on a vBulletin forum within your organization or community, this vulnerability poses a direct threat to your data, your users' privacy, and the continuity of your service. Mm-hmm. You really need to take it seriously.
And this isn't theoretical. The guide provides evidence of active exploitation happening right now.
It does. Security researchers like Ryan Dewhurst have analyzed honeypots, you know, systems set up specifically to attract and capture attacks.
Uh-huh.
And they've confirmed systematic exploitation attempts. Notably, many attacks have been traced back to a specific IP address, 195.3.221.137, apparently based in Poland.
And the timeline from patch to widespread attack is incredibly rapid, highlighting the urgency.
It's really eye-opening. The initial patch was actually released by vBulletin way back on April 1st, 2024.
Oh, ages ago.
Yeah, but the public vulnerability disclosure, the thing that really put it on attackers' radar, didn't happen until May 23, 2025, published by Karman and Security.
Okay.
Just 2 days later, May 25th, the SANS Internet Storm Center started seeing reconnaissance probes hitting that vulnerable endpoint.
Wow.
And the very next day, May 26th, honeypots were already capturing full-blown exploitation attempts.
So within 72 hours of public disclosure, attackers were actively trying to break in.
That's the reality. Attackers are constantly scanning, looking for these public disclosures, and then immediately trying to weaponize them. Hmm. It's an automated race.
And they're trying to hide.
They try. Using methods to fly under the radar, like spoofing legitimate user agent strings in their malicious requests, pretending to be a normal browser.
Right.
And leveraging automated tools like nuclei templates for mass scanning vulnerable targets.
Okay, let's cut straight to it. For anyone running vBulletin, which versions are explicitly vulnerable and what is the absolute minimum you need to do right now?
Okay, the vulnerable versions are vBulletin 5.0.0 through 6.0.3 if they are unpatched. That if is crucial.
Right. And the safe versions.
The guide is very clear on the secure versions you need to be on immediately. vBulletin 6.1.1 is the most recommended. It was built after this vulnerability was addressed, so it's completely unaffected.
Best option. But if you can't go that far.
If you can't upgrade that far, you need to apply the specific patch levels. 6.0.3 patch level 1, 6.0.2 patch level 1, 6.0.1 patch level 1, or even back to 5.7.5 patch level 3.
So find your version and patch it. What are the critical emergency steps everyone should follow, like today?
Okay, five key things. First, inventory assessment. You need to know exactly how many vBulletin installs you have and where they are. Might be more than you think.
Good point. Second. Yeah.
Second, version verification. Check the current version and patch level of each one. Don't assume. Third, network isolation. If you can, temporarily restrict internet access to any identified vulnerable systems until they can be patched.
Buy yourself some time.
Exactly. Fourth, backup creation. Create comprehensive clean backups before you attempt any patching or changes.
Crucial.
Absolutely.
And fifth?
Patch application. Upgrade those vulnerable systems to a secure version immediately. Don't delay.
And if you suspect you've already been hit, what if it's too late?
The guide provides an incident response checklist. First, isolate the potentially compromised system immediately. Get it off the network.
Stop the bleeding.
Right. Preserve logs and any forensic evidence. Don't just delete things thinking you're cleaning up. You need that evidence. Then, scan for indicators of compromise. Are there any suspicious files, weird processes running? Review user accounts for new or unauthorized activity, privilege changes, check for backdoors, or persistent malware. And, critically, notify relevant stakeholders or authorities, depending on the severity and the data potentially compromised. Follow your incident response plan.
That's the immediate emergency roadmap, looking slightly longer term. For organizations and the IT teams managing these platforms, what are the more structured steps to address this and hopefully prevent it happening again?
Yeah, it's about building resilience. It starts with a proper initial assessment and discovery. This means a thorough system inventory of all your web applications, not just vBulletin.
Knowing what you have.
Exactly. Running targeted vulnerability scanning specifically for these CVEs, and then doing risk prioritization, focused patching, and mitigation efforts on the most exposed or critical systems first. You can't always do everything at once.
Makes sense. And how should the patching process itself be handled in an organizational context? It's not just clicking update, right?
Definitely not. Under patch management and deployment, it's crucial to test the patch in the staging environment first. Catch any compatibility issues before hitting production.
Test, test, test.
Always. Have a clear rollback plan in case something goes wrong with a patch. Know how to undo it quickly. And coordinate the maintenance window carefully to minimize disruption to users. Communicate it clearly.
Okay, patching handled properly. What else?
Security hardening. This means implementing stronger access control. Maybe multi-factor authentication, MFA, for administrators. Definitely restricting access to the admin panel by IP address, if possible.
Limiting who can even get to the controls.
Right. Network segmentation can also help contain a breach if it does happen. Prevent it spreading. And setting up robust monitoring infrastructure, centralized logging, alerts for suspicious activity. You need visibility.
And this needs to be part of a continuous process, not just a one-off.
Absolutely. Ongoing support involves establishing standardized security update procedures. So patching isn't ad hoc every time there's a crisis. It's regular maintenance.
Like changing the oil in your car.
Sort of, yeah. User education for administrators on security best practices is vital. Don't click that link. And solid incident response preparation, having playbooks detailing steps for different types of incidents, maybe even forensic training for key staff. Be ready before it happens.
How can you actually detect if this exploit has been used against you? What are the signs folks should look for?
Okay, there are several detection and monitoring strategies. For log analysis, you need to be looking at your web server logs, specifically for unusual HTTP POST requests targeting that add to page replace and template path.
What makes them unusual?
Look for suspicious payload content or patterns that look like injected template syntax. Also, watch for odd user agent strings associated with those requests. Attackers often try to hide their automated scans, but sometimes they slip up or use known malicious ones.
Like that specific spoofed Mozilla 5.0 string mentioned earlier.
Could be. Or others known to be used by scanning tools. Then there's network traffic analysis. Look for sudden spikes in traffic to your forum, especially from unexpected IP addresses or regions, particularly hitting that vulnerable endpoint.
Unusual patterns.
Exactly. Deep packet inspection, if you have the capability, could potentially inspect the payload content itself for malicious code, though that can be resource intensive.
What about signs on the server itself, not just the network traffic?
All right, behavioral analytics is key here. Monitor for unusual administrative actions happening on the server, unexpected file modifications, especially in the vBulletin directories or core system files.
Like new files appearing.
Or existing ones changing unexpectedly, yeah.
Right.
Also, look for suspicious new user accounts being created, privilege escalation attempts, strained logins, and even just unexpected system performance changes, high CPU, weird network activity that might indicate malicious code running in the background.
So patching is step one, but detection and response are critical too, because you might already be compromised.
You might. Patching stops future exploitation, but doesn't fix a past breach.
Looking further ahead then, what are the long-term security recommendations to prevent these kinds of critical issues from crippling a web application like this again, beyond just this one vulnerability?
Yeah, you need to build multiple layers of defense. Think long-term. Infrastructure hardening should include deploying web application firewalls, or WAFs.
WAFs.
They sit in front of your web server, inspect incoming requests, and can be configured to block patterns indicative of attacks like SQL injection, or in this case, template injection.
An extra shield.
A smart shield, hopefully. Intrusion detection systems, or IDS, with updated signatures, can also spot malicious traffic patterns on the network. And integrating all your logs, server logs, WAF logs, application logs, into a SIEM.
A SIEM?
Security Information and Event Management System. It allows for centralized analysis, correlation of events across different systems, and much more effective threat hunting, finding the needle in the haystack.
So adding technology layers to stop attacks before they even hit the application code.
Precisely.
Huh.
But technology isn't enough. You need to embed security into your processes, too. That falls under governance and compliance.
How so?
You need a formal vulnerability management program. Regularly scan all your applications, not just vBulletin, to identify and address flaws proactively. Schedule regular security assessments, like penetration testing, where ethical hackers try to break in.
Find the holes before the bad guys do.
Exactly. And integrate security reviews into your change management process. Anytime you deploy updates or make configuration changes, ask, what are the security implications?
Making security a core part of operations, not just an afterthought or an add-on.
Right. And finally, business continuity planning. Have robust disaster recovery plans specifically tailored for web application compromises. How do you get back online safely and quickly?
And communication.
Establish clear communication protocols for instance who talks to who, internally and externally, your users.
The public.
Regulators. And ensure you're complying with data protection regulations like GDPR or others, which often have strict requirements for breach notification.
Okay, that's a lot on the proactive side. The security guide we're referencing includes a helpful FAQ section. Let's maybe pull out some key takeaways from there just to reinforce the most critical points for people.
Sure. It definitely reiterates the fundamental facts. These are critical RCEs, CVE 2025-48827 and 48828. They affect vBulletin 5.0.0 through 6.0.3 unpatched. And crucially, they're confirmed as actively exploited. It's on the KD list.
How does someone quickly check if their forum is vulnerable according to the FAQ? What's the easiest way?
The simplest way is to log into your vBulletin admin panel. The version number is usually displayed prominently there. If it's in that 5.x or 6.0.x range and you haven't applied those specific patches we mentioned, you are vulnerable. Assume you are until proven otherwise.
And the FAQ confirms, yes, it's unauthenticated exploitation. No login needed for the attacker.
Correct. And it repeats that attackers gain complete server control, reinforcing the severe impact data theft, malware installation, site defacement. The works.
Are there any quick temporary fixes mentioned if patching is absolutely impossible in the next hour? Any stopgaps?
It suggests temporary mitigations, but stresses they are temporary. Things like blocking access to the specific AJAX CPH replace ad template endpoint at your web server or firewall level.
If you can configure that.
Right. Or adding extra authentication layers in front of eBulletin, though that can be complex. Or as a last resort, just taking the forum offline completely. But it really emphasizes these are temporary band-aids. Patching is the only real fix.
How does the FAQ suggest detecting compromise again? Just to hammer that home.
Look for unusual admin activities, unexpected file changes, suspicious network traffic patterns, and definitely review those web server logs for requests hitting the vulnerable endpoint, especially POST requests.
And what's the absolute minimum to do if you do find signs of compromise? The immediate actions.
Isolate the system immediately. Preserve the logs. Scan for malicious code and backdoors. Change all administrative passwords and database passwords, too. And if you have a known clean one, restore from a backup. But most importantly, apply the patch before bringing the system back online. Don't restore and leave the door open.
Right. The FAQ mentions patching typically takes 30 minutes to 2 hours, but correctly advises planning for testing time, right?
Yeah, the patching itself might be quick, but you need to factor in testing and staging, backups, potential troubleshooting. Don't rush it, but don't delay starting either.
And it raises the important point about user notification. If data might have been exposed, that's a complex.
Very. It says you need to follow your organization's established procedures and consider getting legal counsel involved, depending on what data was potentially accessed and where your users are located.
It also highlights the significant risk of continuing to operate the vulnerable forum while you're investigating or trying to patch.
Absolutely. You remain open to ongoing attacks or further compromise by the same or different attackers. Isolation or taking it offline might be necessary during the cleanup.
For future prevention, the FAQ points back to having vulnerability management programs, regular scanning, using WFs.
And subscribing to vBulletin security bulletins to stay informed.
Basic security hygiene, really. And it confirms that security patches should be applied immediately upon release, even if you skip some feature updates.
Yes. Security patches are non-negotiable. Apply them ASOP. Feature updates can often wait for a more convenient maintenance window.
Finally, the FAQ even touches on evaluating alternative forum software options, suggesting considering platforms like Discourse or PHPBB based on their security history. That seems telling.
It does speak volumes about the perceived risk level with vBulletin, given this vulnerability. It suggests that the long-term choice of platform, considering its security track record and how actively it's maintained, is itself a critical security decision.
So wrapping this up, this deep dive into the security guide makes it starkly clear. This vBulletin vulnerability is critical, it's definitely being actively exploited right now, and it requires immediate, urgent action.
That action is patching, or applying those very specific temporary mitigations if you absolutely must, but patching is the goal.
Ignoring this puts your data, your users, your entire operation at severe risk. Proactive security, especially patching known critical flaws like this one, is just fundamental to protecting any web application today.
Couldn't agree more. It's not optional anymore.
As you think about this, maybe consider the timeline we discussed. Oh. Just how quickly did attackers take a public vulnerability disclosure and turn it into a global attack wave? Mere days.
Yeah, the speed is frightening.
So what does that rapid response from the attacker side imply about the speed and rigor needed in your own processes for identifying, assessing, and patching vulnerabilities? That's probably the thought we'll leave you with from this deep dive.